Everybody please stand.
Pledge allegiance to God, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, gives courage to my eye and my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior, to kings and saints, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
And we're on our prayer list. Remember Brandy Jones, she was not done with us this morning. She texted me and said she got sick, so pray for her. All right, Caleb Morgan, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Scott, Glass Keegan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Joanna, Bella Shannon, Taggett Family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Carol Lyman, Brenda Nation, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhart, and Susan Reinhart, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby Family, Leslie Farnell, Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Drake Clark, and Claude, Miss Above, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Richard Van Black, Cindy, Rachel Hill, Pete, Miss Russell, Kim Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Lawman, Sherry's dad, sister, and son, Mary Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Richard Matthew Morgan and family, Hank Kirkland, Jamie and family, Nick's family, Keith Phillip, James France, Stormy Mace, Carly Mace, Hannah Hensley, Jimmy and Jill Young, Dorothy Buff, I said, did they get that? No. Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Lillian family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Potty, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, and Ernie Buck. Anything need to be took away or added to the list? Yeah, I got one from this morning, Joanna.
Okay. Would you add Rosa Phillips and Maddie? My sister-in-law is having an stroke. Rosa's my sister-in-law, and she had a mini stroke.
Okay, it's Rosa.
And then Matt.
Not Rosa, just Rosa.
Yeah.
What's her last name?
Phillips.
And then the other one was
Maddie.
M-A-
so that's her last name.
M-A what?
M-A-T-T-I-E.
Okay. Anyone else? See if they got anything on their heart this morning.
I just wanted to thank the Lord for saving me and thanking Him for allowing me to be in His house this morning. Thanking Him for all His blessings. Just appreciate that He takes care of me every day.
Amen.
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 bless the service this morning, Lord, to fill the preaching, anointing, Lord, giving what you have for us, Lord, help us to receive it, Lord, pray for that prayer list, Lord, that you know every name and every need, Lord, you're able to take care of it, Lord, let us pray that you have your way with it, Lord, and pray bless us and Lord, and thank you, praise you once again, that you're God, Lord, that you love us. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Page 235.
Some black morning we shall see Jesus.
O Lord, my God, when I am on so wander, confide the world that hand me, I see the star, I hear the roll of thunder, the power through our universe.
world showers a blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be season refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy that runs as I'm falling, but for the showers we bleed. The showers of showers of blessing, precious revolving again over the hills of the body. Sound of the bones is the rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy that runs as I'm falling, but for the showers we plead. The showers, oh showers of blessing, send them on us of the Lord. Grant to us now and refreshing, can and now honor the word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy that ran as I'm falling, for the showers we plead. The showers, so oh, showers, so oh, blessing, all that today may befall. Now as to God we confessing, now as in Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy that ran as them falling, but for the showers we plead.
Amen. 3:41.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sin and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God and pray. Oh, what peace we offer faith. Every
15, verse number 11. Luke 15, 11. Sunday school found that Jesus has given them an example here of things that are lost. I've had a lost animal, a lost coin. That's a lost person. You know, when we lose an animal, you know, for some folks that's a very emotional thing. You know, you get attached to animals. Lose money or an object, a thing. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you lose a person, it's very, you know, it's very hard.
Amen.
So, you know, we're going to talk here this morning about the lost son. Pick up in verse number 11, and he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me. And he divided unto them his living. So, you know, he didn't just divide up this part of it. He divided up both parts and just gave it to both sons. And now many days after the younger son gathered all together, he took his journey to a far country. And there wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the swine. And when he had fainted from the field of the when he would faint from filling his belly with the husk of the swine that the swine did not eat, no man give unto him. Now we find that his son, now he done took everything that the father gave him, and he's wasted it.
Yep.
Now I'm going to tell you something that the father gave me that I wasted. Many years of life being a lost person.
Yeah.
Living in sin. Those years were spent wasted.
Yeah.
And I could have been doing something for the Lord, but instead, it was all about me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
When this young man got down to the point, now you know as well as I do, for a Jew, it's bad enough to be around a pig or a swine, but to have to be a keeper of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, to a Jew, you know, that pig, is that's the bottom of the barrel. You don't go no lower. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. You know, in my life that I was lost, you know, I knew about Jesus.
Yeah.
been to church time too. Even prayed, so to speak. The Lord took care of me in ways that I didn't realize, even as a lost person.
Amen.
I mean, you look at this young man here. He's down to the point that he's eating a husky. You know, he's eating the leftovers from a bunch of swine. But God's still taking care of him.
Amen.
He's still alive.
Yep. Yeah.
Folks, I'm glad that before I come to the realization and knowing completely, as much as I can, about Jesus, to surrender to Him, to accept Him as my Savior. He was looking out for me a long time before I ever looked for Him.
Amen.
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 And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger." So he's remembering what it was like when he was at home, there in his father's care. He said, "The servants are eating better than I am." Amen.
Yep, man.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. It don't matter how good we are. It don't matter how close we are to the Father. There's always room for improvement.
Amen.
Even as a human being, for us, there's always room for improvement.
Amen.
Amen. As Christians, there's always room for improvement.
Amen.
Because none of us is perfect.
Amen.
You know, I find in my life, you know, that, and like I said, they're pulling on my chains. I'm the best one I know in here. And the best one to use as an example. But you know, there's been plenty of times in my Christian life that I could have done better. There's, to be honest with you, as your pastor, I can do better in a lot of things. There's always room for improvement.
Amen.
As a Christian.
Amen. Yes.
And you know, this young man has realized that he can do better than what he's doing. He's at the bottom. All that he had is gone. It's wasted. But there's one thing for certain. Folks, just like this young man, in our lives, sometimes the errors, the mistakes that we make, the fall shorts that we do, we learn from those things.
Amen?
Sometimes when we trip and fall, and we get up and thank God at our age that nothing broke.
Yeah.
Just how blessed we really are.
Amen.
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 I will rise. This man's made a decision in his life. I will rise and go to my father, and was saying to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Not only have I sinned against you, but I've sinned against heaven." Mm-hmm. I've sinned against God.
Yep.
Not only his earthly father has he disappointed, but also the heavenly father has he disobeyed.
Amen.
Amen. "And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." Aren't you glad today, church, that we are able to be called the sons of God?
Amen.
Sure, we need serving. But we're also sons and daughters of Christ.
Yep.
I'm glad today that I can call myself a son of God.
Amen.
Because I have received Him as my Savior.
Amen.
Amen. And he arrayed rose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Now, look here. His dad seen him afar off coming down the road. And had compassion. Just imagine the compassion that our Father in heaven has for us.
Amen.
You know, that day that I come to realize that I didn't have completely what I thought I had. And he seen me. He came to me. Amen.
Amen.
His spirit was drawing me.
Amen.
Caressing me. Talking to me. Look, son, you need help. I can help you.
Amen.
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 You know why the world ain't saved? Because we ain't got lost yet. They don't realize that they need Jesus. This young man has come to realize that he made a mistake and he needed to fix that mistake.
Yeah.
Even if he can't go back to the same stature as he was, just being a hired servant of his dad would be better than what he has now.
Amen.
Folks, I am so glad that God, Heavenly Father, that loves me.
Amen.
That has compassion on me.
Amen.
He came to me.
Yeah.
I was searching. I was looking. But He's the one that found me.
Amen.
Amen. And because He found me, glory to God. Because He drew nigh to me. Because He was the one that reached down into the miry clay.
Amen.
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 Was I reaching up? I was digging. I was trying to get out.
Uh-huh.
He reached down and He lifted me out.
Amen.
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 Boy, I'm so glad that He was able to hear me. When I was in a place in my life that I didn't think nobody could hear me.
Yeah.
He was able to incline His ear and He heard me.
Amen.
And not only did He hear, but He done something about it. You look here. The Father's fixing to do something about it.
Yep.
All right. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son, so make me as a hired one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. How many of us in here tonight, this morning, is worthy of being His son or daughter? We're not worthy. But to Him, But the Father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe. Not the least robe. Not one of the hand-me-downs, but the best robe. And put it on him. And put a ring on his hand. Shoes on his feet. He's providing for him, ain't he? Not just anything, but the best.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something tonight, church. Tonight, I must be in twilight or something. Today, this morning. The Father supplies us the best.
Yes. Amen.
Supplies. The best. He supplied the best. And that best was Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
There is, you know, I can't remember exactly where it was at, but, you know, it talked about how, you know, there was none found that was worthy. I think it's in Revelation. There was none found worthy. And there was one that came. And they praised him. They glorified his name because they knew that he was worthy.
Yes.
He came. He lived. He died and rose on the third day and made an atonement for us. No one else could do that. No one. He supplied the beast. Just like this Father here. And bring forth the fatty calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. In other words, that was a celebration. You know, we read in those other two parables that Jesus gives here with the lost coin and the lost sheep, that heaven rejoiced. Folks, when my name was written down in that Lamb's Book of Life, when your name was written down in that Lamb's Book of Life, glory to God this morning, they was praise and honor. They was rejoicing. Because your name or my name was written down in that book of the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Because we repented of our sins and he was just and to forgive them. That was rejoicing. Right here, this old man was rejoicing for his son returned.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He celebrated. Go kill the fatty calf. For thy son was dead. And is alive again, was lost and is found, and they begin to be what? Merry. They celebrated the return of that son, and whom was lost, who was dead. Glory to God. Heaven's celebrating when one of us gets saved. The angels rejoice in the Lord. What a Father.
Amen.
Amen. What a Father. I'm going to stop there because I want to pick up on 25 tonight and finish out the chapter. But folks, just remember what it is that Jesus done for us.
Amen.
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 And like I said this morning, says, let's pray for these people that are lost.
Amen.
And, you know, invite them to the house of God where they can hear about this Jesus that we love so much.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. We're going to come back tonight and finish up. Brother CJ, you pray for us.
Thank you for the opportunity to hear about you, O Lord.
Oh, what's them, she, I know, in the shelter.
Hospital.
Yeah, that's where grandma was at.
Okay.
It's on Morgan Street.
Well, Brett looked it up on his thing, there's one in Rutherford.
Yeah, okay.
That, it was called something like that, and them ladies said they'd been to it, it was a nice home. I said, is that cause he's doing better, and as I know, I guess it's his family, so.
Or the family one, then there's probably.
Well, that's like, it's an hour and 2 minutes from my house to it, that's what Brett said on his phone, so.
What way he was, people knew.
He was down the road in Lincoln.
See, Shelby's Cleveland County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, we're on Rutherford Electric, so I don't know what that means. I see y'all tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but we're on Rutherford Electric.
That's the name of the company.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the last name Ralton.
They said it's an hour and 2 minutes from my house to that nursing home where he's at. He looked it up.
Got it?
Yeah. I just got to get it in. I'm trying, I just can't pull it. I mean, push it.
No, we're going to get it in there, Chris.
Oh, right here.
We're going to keep it under here.
Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't sound too good with that carpenter, does it?
I'm trying to make you some copies of this.
Yeah, we're talking about the car.
Hey, have you seen us put that in the bathroom? Yeah, the last time was it done the way you did it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had surgery. It got real big again. She can't walk right so big.
Yeah.
It would be crazy.